had some real characters, you know. Byron Wozencraft, who was Meryl's former husband, who was a international, well, he played darts for Wales. Such a character, hands the size of saucepans, you know, a gardener at the Hall, his life, really friendly bloke. You know, Colin Wozencraft, Anne's husband, Ellen's father, taken from us far too young, but, you know, would sit in the happy union smoking his pipe in the same seat in the corner, and always, you know, just a friendly tale to tell. So we've just got lots of people that are characters. Glyn the Dolly, which is a new house at Leigh Steeve, he's called Glyn the Dolly. And was nicknamed what did Paul the Hall call him? It was the Russian Minister of Agriculture. And even when he was shaved, he had hairs coming out of his shirt and on his neck, and a big bear of a man that would have an open shirt and a string round his trousers all the year round, whatever the weather. And he was the one man that you had to avoid on New Year's night, otherwise he'd be kissing you, men and all, with these great, he'd rub your face raw with his big hug and a kiss. Wonderful chap, you know. We just had lots of them, you know. And I think it's those people that make a place. But actually, Abraham is named after two local characters. So you've got A.B. Wozencraft, who is still with us and lives just over the hill along the Llewyn Lane over there, and he still comes to church. And A.B. Menesleys, which is a farm up on the hill by Leigh Steeve, again up there. And he was such a character, a gentleman, a really thin, wiry man that used to wear a little spotted bow tie. And he was a well-travelled man, a very well-read and well-spoken farmer. And between the two of them, we knew these two Abrahams. And I just thought, oh, what a strong name, two strong characters. And that's why we named him Abraham.